This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September of this year. I'm talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Great to be with you.
You know, I'm really impressed what happened. You guys put out your third quarter results yesterday, up 41% year over year versus third quarter of this year of third quarter of last year. I think you did $683,000 in revenues compared to $484,000. And not only that, you beat the top line and the bottom line. I think that you guys trimmed the net losses by $400,000. Holy cow. Bring us up to speed. How did we get there?
Well, I mean, two things going, of course. The 2020 was a really stinky year, and we didn't really get to do our stuff because of all the people being out for quarantine and supply chain problems and stuff. But we're roaring back. We've got a great product lineup. We've got some new people in sales, and so we're just roaring back up. We're going to go well past 2019 this coming year and keep on growing from there.
How did you trim the loss? Am I right about the number? You trimmed it by about $400,000.
Yeah, well, when we went on, basically it was just a matter of making people who weren't completely doing their job to bring them down to halftime, and also watching our spending and letting more work out when we had a job that we could do in-house, but we could get help on the outside. We got help from contractors. So a variety of different things to
yeah, you cut that by 50%.
Yeah.
That's a big cut.
Yeah.
I think we need to send you up there to the White House so you can cut the budget up there a little bit.
I'd love to. I think I could do better than either of these two guys anyway.
Well, speaking of the White House, I don't know if why did the U.S. and China just make an agreement on reducing methane emissions?
Yeah, well, so that's a fun question. So obviously, up there in Glasgow, COP26, there's a lot of pressure on China and the U.S., world's biggest polluters, biggest economies,
right,
to cut their greenhouse gas
emissions. Right.
Emissions, yeah, and everything that they're doing for that's hurting the climate change situation. And now China is very dependent on coal, so they couldn't sign on to the main agreement because it involves ditching your coal mines.
And they're not going to do that.
No, so that's, but methane, you wonder why is it methane instead of methane and CO2 or something. But methane is 25 to 80% of the of the bad effect. CO2 has a permanent bad effect, but methane has a huge immediate bad effect. And there's both of those can trap heat, and actually methane is also very unhealthy to breathe. So it's important to bring them down, and the whole world is working to decrease the methane and CO2 emissions right now.
And a lot of these people think these emissions are causing climate change in the world. That being said, where do these emissions actually come from?
Well, so the they divide the sources into two parts. One is sort of anthropomorphic, in other words, man-made, and the other is natural. In the natural, you got swamps and and things like that. But on the stuff that we're doing wrong, or we could do better, you know, agriculture, coal mines, landfills, oil and natural gas systems, wastewater, these are all contributors. But the one of the very most important ones is the methane, and you know, methane and natural gas mean the same thing. So it's everywhere.
And where do you guys fit into this equation?
So the existing methane laws and regulations only have to do with new construction or facilities that were constructed during certain periods. Now they're going to tighten that up and make it any facility that's putting out methane at all, whether it's an abandoned oil well or a new facility, or where you're piping the gas or oil from one place to another, and then you put it on a truck and it escapes, some escapes while you're doing that. So these are sources of methane emission, and they're not that hard to spot and to remediate, but you gotta do it.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll rephrase my question. How can U.S. nuclear support America's climate change goals and help stop some of the leak of methane emissions?
So you won't be surprised to hear that we're going to be doing it with the help of our drones. We have a new product line of climate drones that can detect methane from high up in the sky or from right down, you know, in person at the oil well or the refinery. And the we have two different ways that we recognize the methane. One is a laser interrogation system where the drone shines a laser at the along the pipeline that it's flying over, and when it gets back a certain color, it knows that there's methane there. And the other is what I call a methane sniffer, which has a little pump and a sensor right under the belly of the drone, and it can fly into these different facilities and, you know, check every single tank and every single pump and every line to every abandoned well to see if they're emitting methane. And it can also do landfills and other and swamps too to find out what the emissions are there. So, and we can map the facilities in great detail so that the repair guy can go there and know where to find the leak. So because, you know, you can fix a leak, but you have to know where it is. A lot of these, you know, if it was a big explosion, you could see it because there'd be a big rupture. But a lot of these are just loose pipes or little cracks that you wouldn't notice otherwise.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's going to pay you? Is it commercial companies going to pay you, or is it the U.S. government going to pay you?
It will be both. That's an important question. The the oil companies are big and rich, and when a law comes down, they have to follow it. So we're planning on selling a lot of drones to big oil, but also the feds need to know as well. They have a lot of facilities of their own, and of course there's also inspectors. So the EPA needs them in order to tell whether the oil company is doing it or not. So a lot of customers.
Bob Goldstein is my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. If you haven't heard of this company or looked them up, you should. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And this is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. Market cap around $10 million, $10.5 million. Grossly undervalued at around 40 cents a share, with, you know, running revenues probably close to $3 million. Bob, you got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So that we're a dynamic high-tech manufacturer, and we're flying ahead of the pack, and we think there's good things. We like to work together to get them done.
Thank you so much, Bob, for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in the next 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
Okay, sure will. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.